Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa, number 10.
We should have had a celebration today.
I know. We should have balloons or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you had a big weekend. How was it?
I'm so tired. It's been like this for 2 weeks. I feel like nonstop. I am partied out. I'm graduationed out. We're done.
It was a big weekend.
We're done.
Busy.
It was just lots of, you know, senior parties, which, by the way, like, tip from a mom now that has done it. Parents, start a photo album in your phone that is like for their senior year. That way you're not sorting through a ton of pictures, looking for those special pictures that you want to have for the yearbook or for the slideshow at school, because all these things are going to come up. So just start storing a senior album.
That's a good idea.
In your phone with little things that you want to have for that day, because let me tell you, it comes fast and it's, you know, the party stuff and all of that. So, but it was a great weekend. Graduation was fantastic. We had some friends surprise us out of Hennessy, and I thought it was so nice that they came up and family was there. It was a very nice graduation. He got to go do his discovery flight. So he got to go actually fly a plane this time, and he did the whole liftoff on his own.
Wow.
And the instructor said he only flew 3 minutes out of the whole time. He did everything else. And so, I mean, he absolutely loved it. So that's what we're, you know, we've been on this discovery, like, what do you want? What do you really want to do? Where's your heart lie? And I think that sealed the deal.
So that's really where the direction.
He really loved it. So, yeah. So now the rest is
death?
Just, no, well, no, I was really so giddy for him. Yeah. You know, people ask me that about him being on a sea-doo and stuff, like, are you scared to death? Do I pray every single day that he goes out? Yes, but to see him have such a passion for it and he loves it so much, it really just makes me happy to see him do something that he loves. So
they have the school here, so he would go here too.
Yes, yeah, so they have Spartan and then they have TCC. There's some other options we haven't looked into. I mean, he really, of the two things that we've done, he really likes Spartan. We've got some things to figure out and nail down now that he knows what he wants
direction.
To do. Mm-hmm. It was fun watching him up there. He was just smiling ear to ear.
Oh, I'm sure. Was he nervous at all or no?
No, not one bit. No, not one bit.
Those little planes make me nervous to ride in.
Nervous too.
There's not enough metal between you and the outside.
I will say those schools have a great maintenance.
Oh, I'm sure.
Really good maintenance records with those. They do a lot. So what about you?
It was sort of trying to get my theme right now is trying to get Lisa's groove back.
Yes.
Lisa's groove has been gone for a couple of years.
It happens. So
I just had one of those weekends where I got my nails done, got my hair cut, colored, went out with friends.
Good.
Just sort of spent the weekend.
Being busy. Good busy.
It was good. No, I needed it. It's been a couple of years of just putting my family parents first and my mom first, and
it's,
I kind of
consuming,
let everything else go. Yeah, it's full time and it's mentally draining. Uh-huh. And physically draining, and so I feel like my body is really taken a toll on every aspect, and so I just needed a weekend to do what I needed to do to get my groove back.
I'm glad.
So we'll see.
It takes
years.
You
feel
when
better.
You're dealing with a sick family member or parent, or just working on getting their things moved here or there and sorting. I mean, it really will take you out of the game for years. I mean, especially when it happens one parent at a time and they piggyback each other. It changes your whole mental state.
It really does. It's funny how it takes a toll. And, you know, really for, I'd say 2 years, it was almost 2.5 years of almost every single weekend. And sometimes through the week where I drove an hour to, you know, I spent the weekend with them just helping clean and cook, because my mom just physically, health-wise, she was okay, but physically could not do it. And to give my dad a break, and I cooked and I cleaned and I spent the night there. And so my house, and I mean, this is the craziest part, is I decorate to the nines for Christmas. I have trees in every room, and it's a big deal. Plus, I have a big Christmas party the first part of December. I did not take my trees down until after she passed away in March.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I physically wasn't there. So
I understand.
My house still isn't back.
That's how I feel, Lisa.
It's
and
crazy.
I'm like, I have to just do baby steps where I can just mentally, because life around us still has to go on and we have to be places. And then you just want to kind of sit down and you get stuck in your thoughts.
Yeah.
So I know you see it a lot, and a lot of people are going through it. That's why when I hear people talk about, oh my gosh, their house was so messy, or McMahon, you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what's taking their time. You don't know what surgeries they've been through. It's just, and then when it all starts piling up, you kind of just freak out.
Yeah,
And
I
you
do. I
don't,
can't stand it. It affects
I'm
every aspect of my life.
glad you're getting your groove
I'm
back.
trying.
I
It's
like
a
to hear that.
slow, steady,
So
steady
where did y'all
job.
go eat?
Well, she lives in Okmulgee, and so we just meet the Hill Shopping Center, and there's only so many options.
Right.
But we usually go to Chili's
Yes.
because I can eat, get their salmon
Which
and.
they changed their chicken tender.
Oh no, not the chicken tender story. She loves a good chicken tender.
They used to have the best, and they changed their fry on it or something. And I know there's somebody out here who knows what I'm talking about.
That's
So I won't ever go get them there again. That was the only thing I ever wanted at Chili's were their chicken tenders. Not
hilarious. I
anymore.
always get their salmon. It's a really good salmon, and it seems to be staying consistent. But my friend ordered bone-in wing a couple of times ago. She orders kind of the same thing as I do. I order salmon, she orders that. And they brought her like chicken nuggets.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. So she sent them back and they brought her the right thing. But it's like, why? How would those be? Those are so opposite.
Bone in wings. Yeah. You
Yeah.
can get them boneless or bone in. And they're more expensive with bone in, I think,
Are
when you order
they?
them from certain places.
Yeah, I've never
So I'm
had.
like, give me the boneless. I don't want to work for it.
I don't think I've ever had a
I
wing
don't
in my
like
whole
touching
life.
them. I won't. You're not going to ever find me ordering buffalo wings because I don't like touching my food like that.
Oh, to pick them up
No.
and yeah.
No, don't. Can't get
Yeah.
my fingers nasty.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a wing in my whole life.
You're just missing
I
out.
don't think that's something I would
I'm
ever
missing
order.
out.
But the I'm in that funny to me how I went to dinner with a couple of friends Saturday night and just casually they'll start asking me questions about the podcast, about some of the products and stuff we've talked about. And I said, "What podcast?" And they're like, "Your podcast." It's so funny how many people are listening to the podcast and giving us comments and feedback. And it's just funny that it's taken off like it has, and so many people love it so much. So
That makes me
I
happy.
know it's
Well,
really
same
fun.
thing. I was sitting in the parking lot the other day, and a teacher was parked next to me and unrolled her window to tell me, hi and all that. And she was like, oh, your podcast. I love it. Like, I mow my lawn to it every time. Like, that is where I catch up on it. And when I mow, I put my headphones in and I listen to your, and I had no idea she was listening. But I do have people all the time, like, they have questions. People really will have questions about the bentonite clay. They seem to really like that. And then talking about just the mixes with the castor oil. So we can kind of touch on that later to help people
With some
know a
other
little bit more about
options.
it.
Yeah, it is funny though, because we love doing this and we're having so much fun and we look forward to it every week when we're here recording and and so edit it and put it out there. And then I kind of just move on. I forget about it. And
I
then
do
to get
too.
so
I don't
many
even remember
people,
what we talk about.
I just edit it. It takes me 5 hours to edit it and then I can't remember what I just edited.
Yeah,
And
Lisa's
so
the brains behind that.
it's just funny that we put it out there and we just move on
Yeah,
and we
it's a
love
phone
it. And we're,
conversation, literally.
yes, it is. Yeah. It's just two friends talking. And then people come up to us and we're like, what? You're actually, people are
Yeah,
listening to this?
it's
So
a
it's
nice
very cool
surprise.
because we're getting a lot of views and.
Well, you talk about the Facebook page, why we've had to move it. We're moving it to an open group. And so we're shutting down that.
And I came up with the concept. It's been almost 3 years ago now, was to have this podcast, but a lot of life happened and it didn't happen. And so I created a She Said private group on Facebook, which was always going to be the She Said podcast group. And I just posted different quotes and stuff that things that happened to me or along the way. And so you can't take a private group and turn it to a public group. And now that it's the live podcast and we're posting the podcast on there, we need it live so everybody can get to that page. So we've had to create open Facebook page. So the old She Said page, which is just She Said and it's spelled SED for said, is going away. And we've started a new one called She Said Podcast, which is public. And so we need you to follow the new She Said Podcast Facebook page.
Yes, please.
It is public now. If you've been following the old She Said, it's going away soon. And you want to follow the new one. And we also have Instagram, which is also She Said Podcast. And you can follow that as well. So,
And speaking of two Facebook pages that I know about that I think are pretty cool, just regular Facebook pages, there's one called Tulsa Moms. And I don't care if you don't have kids, if you're a furry animal mom, this page, I've been so blown away by it because it's really just It's just women, but the things that they're willing to come out and ask each other generally, and a lot of times it might be an anonymous post or whatever. It is with a huge support group of women, but they're all asking really good questions. Either it's local stuff or ailments they have going on and things like that. But it's just a group that I thought it's really neat for a group of Tulsa women. And then also there's a Facebook group. You have to ask to join it, but it's called What's Up With Our Skies, Oklahoma. And, you know, everyone's really concerned with everything they're seeing and the weather and, you know, things like that. But there's a page just for Oklahoma, and it's called What's Up With Our Skies, Oklahoma. And it's a really informative group. So those are just two pages that I've kind of come across that are worth sharing.
Well, you talked about the bentonite clay. You know, we're big advocates of castor oil with all the different mm-hmm. oils in it. And I get mosquito bites all the time. Mm-hmm. I have a guy come and spray my yard once a month who has saved my life from mosquito bites. But I went out that evening on the same day he sprayed. And so I just don't know if it had taken effect right. fast enough, but I got a mosquito bite on my neck and itches horribly. And so I went right in. I went in and I mixed a concoction of my castor oil and my frankincense oil and just put a little bit on there, completely stopped the itching. It did not get big at all. It stayed the very same size it was when I got in the house, and I never had another issue with it since that. And I've never had a reaction like that with anything
That's
I put on
stuff.
It.
Well, yeah, I brought you that little roller ball today. Yeah. So I brought Lisa these little brown roller balls that I fill up with castor oil, rose hip. And I think on our first podcast, I might have said primrose. I don't know why I said that. It's not primrose, y'all. It's rose hip oil. This little roller ball has castor oil, rose hip, a little bit of jojoba, and some frankincense, a few drops of that in there. And that one has a little bit of black seed in it as well. I keep one in my car, one by my bed. But you can roll it under your eyes, around your lips, on a bite. See how that works with those other things mm-hmm. in there. Good. I mean, it's a good oil. I love those roller balls because you can use it anytime you want. Around your eyes. So,
well, that oil too. There's something about it. And I'm a big Magnolia soap.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place so much. As soon as they opened, I was in there, and I've had multiple girls' nights out where we've made, you know,
I love
shower steamers and all the stuff, the bath bombs. And when my mom was in the hospital, this just goes to show you how much really good oil does with mm-hmm. when it's the right kind of oils. They have their shower oil. Yep. Which I use during the day. I don't always use it in the shower. I use it just to put oil on my skin all the time. All right. And when my mom was in the hospital about 3 years ago, her arms were just black and blue from all the needles, from all the blood draws and the IVs. I mean, we're talking, she didn't really have much normal skin color. It was all mm-hmm. that deep purple that elderly people get. And then my mom kind of went into a 10-day, 13-day coma from all the toxins in her body. I rubbed that shower oil on her arms daily. I massaged her arms with mm-hmm. that oil every single day. There, literally, the people would walk down the hallway and comment on, they'd come in and go, what do you guys have in this room? It smelled so good. Literally within 6 days, not a bruise on her arm. Not a bruise. I mean, completely gone. In fact, one of the nurses that, you know, they work for like 3 days and then they're off for 3 days or 4 days.
Wow.
And she came back and I said, look at my mom's arms. And she was just stunned and could not believe. She goes, well, I don't even understand that. How in the world? You know, because if someone on blood thinner and that age, mm-hmm. their bruises last for months.
Long time.
And I told her what it was. Of course, all the nurses went and bought some. And I've told the owner, I'm really good friends with the owner because I shop mm-hmm. in there all the time. About it. And she goes, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, the oils
they have in it.
I don't know all the oils, but I don't think they ever list them all because mm-hmm. proprietary right. stuff, but it's all really good.
I have their itty bitty bum bum shower oil in my shower.
It's the best.
I mean, it's a great oil.
So it just,
laundry soap. I can't get enough of that.
Your closer
smells so good.
Yeah. So it's just a whole deal. I've got more people on that product mm-hmm. because that's what I give as gifts when you come to my house.
Heck yeah. And I do triple scent in my laundry.
What's the best laundry detergent?
It is so good.
And
yes.
It's so good for your clothes and it's mm-hmm. all natural, mm-hmm. clean. There's no...
Yeah. People are missing out if they haven't tried that yet.
But it just goes to show you how great oil is.
I had a neighbor who lived in a store and they're like, what do you always have coming out of your dryer vent? Because my dryer vent blows right into their yard. And I'm like, that's what it is.
Yeah, because the shower ball, and then they have the dryer balls too.
And I haven't tried those. I've got dryer balls, but I would always lose them.
Well, they soak them in the oil.
So,
They did just the straight oil, and then you put them in your, you just have to let them dry for a few days before
Okay.
you put them in your shower. My neighbors
So it
say the
doesn't
same.
end up leaving any oil stains on your clothes
No, because
in
once
the.
they're dry, you can't use them for several days till the oil dries on them.
Okay. I didn't know that's how they did their dryer balls. Okay.
It's the best. And my neighbors do the same thing. They're like, what in the world do
This
you
smells so
use? Because
good.
you can smell laundry detergent
Oh, yeah.
and Downy and all the fabric softener. It's so bad for your laundry. As someone that has a client that's an appliance store, like that's your number one thing not to use is fabric softener. And so the fact that, these things, it's such a good fabric
Because it's a
product.
shower ball.
Yeah,
I
they're the
mean,
great.
not shower.
I think you get six in a package. And they stand right there and put the scent on them for you. And then you just have to, they put them back in a plastic
Do you
bag.
do
And
regular scent or do you do double, triple?
depends on which product I'm doing, because some of their scents are really light. So you need to do double.
I
But
do Itty Bitty Bum Bum and Magnolia mixed together.
I do Moulin Rouge right now is my scent. I switch.
But Magnolia is on Cherry Street.
Yeah,
Well, they have them
got them
in
everywhere
different
now.
places, but that's the one I always go to.
There's
It's
one
up
in the
there.
mall and there's one in Broken Arrow.
Yeah, multiple places, but definitely go give it a shot
And
because
it's
you'll
a
love it.
local couple that own them, and she's sweet as she can be. So, anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, but I just proved like essential oils are so good for us on every level.
So people have had a lot of questions about the bentonite clay because I know it's always real intriguing to people, and they do always come back with questions. So you get the powder, and you can get one that's a food grade bentonite clay. You get the powder, you put it in a glass bowl. If you want to make a cake or a salve, or however you want to say it, like if you have a big bite, or say you have a big zit, spider bite, especially a brown recluse. This is what I've done for my own family. Put some of it with a plastic spoon. You do not want to use metal. It has to do with the charge, the
The
positive and negative
ions.
charges in it. Yes. So plastic spoon, scoop it, put it in a little glass dish, either put bottled water or distilled water, no tap water. Distilled is always the best though for any of this. Mix it up with your spoon until you have just, it makes a ball. Basically, slap it on there and cover it with a bandage. If you want to drink any of it, just, I mean, I put maybe an inch of water in a glass, and then I'll put, you can do a half a teaspoon or a tea, you can just, depending on what you want to try first, mix it up in there. It might be a little chunky if you don't get the liquid form one. And then I just chase it with more water and, it's done. But yeah, the clay, I mean, you can use it over bites. That's how you would make a clay pack, is what they would call it. Or you can take it internally, and that will help pull viruses through your body. I mean, all kinds of illness. It helps detoxify you, heavy metals, things like that. And I think we might have a bentonite clay linked
We
on the
do.
link page.
Yeah,
Okay.
we do.
So anyways, that's it about the bentonite clay.
You had something you were talking about my chart earlier. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. So a friend of mine called me. She's like, "Hey, what do you know about my chart from one of the hospitals here?" I didn't personally know a whole lot about it, but I was like, "Well, let's look at it and see." Because she had an 11-year-old child that she was needing to get to a specialist, and she was like, "Man, I didn't like when they sent me all this stuff about having to fill out my chart to put her all of her daughter's information on there," which seems harmless in the beginning, but she's like, "I don't know, something's not settling right with me about it." So we go on here and we look, and I thought it was really interesting because it said basically your child, for children's ages, how a minor proxy works, okay? For children ages 0 to 12, parents or legal guardians can obtain full proxy access, enabling them to view all available medical information and utilize MyChart features on behalf of the child. Adolescents ages 12 to 17, 12 years old, due to privacy regulations, limited proxy access is granted by default. This typically includes access to immunization records, appointment scheduling, and billing information. To gain full access, both the adolescent, the 12-year-old, and the parent or guardian must complete and submit the necessary consent forms. Like, I have to get my 12-year-old sign something to consent for me to get more information. Like, so it was just kind of like the fine print that we were reading into. And it was, you can, it says, if you're already a MyChart user, you can request proxy access for your minor child directly within the MyChart portal. Alternatively, you can complete the appropriate proxy forms and submit them to your child. Like, what a joke.
That's scary.
Yeah, to me, that's very scary that when my kid is 12 years old, I have to get them to sign something for me to get medical information on them?
When you take a child to a doctor's appointment, you know, you fill out all the paperwork. Do they sign the paperwork or do you just you?
I've not ever had, my kid has never had to, but I've not ever had them involved in that I know of.
But I'm just wondering, it's the same thing. If you're signing all the paperwork for your child because you're their
Till they're
guardian,
18, right.
then you should have access to all their medical records because you would think it'd be the same
You would
way.
think, but I mean, I pulled it up right here and that's what it is saying. So I just thought it was an interesting little bit of information that maybe it's one of those things like, what do we need to know a little bit more about before we just always click on the convenient route?
I do love my chart. I have both of my parents access to, I have access to both of theirs. And it saved me when they're sick because I can go, you know, because they don't pay attention to that stuff. They might. And I'm always, as soon as they get blood work, I'm on it, seeing what their
You
blood
see
counts
it.
were. And it really did make a big difference. So there is some positives to it, but that seems a little
When it
wacky when
comes
it
to the
comes
kids
to
stuff.
a minor child and not getting,
So if anybody
having
knows different,
access.
I mean, please comment and let us know, what the other ins and outs of that might be. 'Cause I would just found that a little shocking. So.
Those back office options where you can actually read your medical information is really has saved me from, you know, like with my parents and with my own. I just that makes me think about I have my yearly follow-up appointment. I have to go every year for checkups for cancer, and it's coming up in June, and I'm already having physical reaction to a June appointment. It's so crazy. PTSD is real.
Oh, it is.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, I think I'm going to have a CT scan while I'm there because, you know, you have aches and pains and but it's funny how that chart, speaking of the charting, is when you get a CT scan, you don't usually get an email like 5 o'clock that night that says it's been your chart. I forgot what they call theirs. It's not my chart, but it's some kind of charting is act, you know, uploaded. And so, but you can literally, if I go at 10 in the morning, by noon, I can see the results of my CT. Of course, you don't understand half of what it means, but I have to, you know, search it to see what it really actually means. But you get an answer. So many people I think about it that I, you know, when I volunteered out there talking to people and they got a CT scan and it's a week later, and I was like, well, what have you, did you read your chart? No, I don't have an appointment until, you know, next week with my doctor. Go read. It's out there, you know, just, but people don't, I think people just want to hear it from their doctors instead of doing it themselves. But man, that thing saves me every day. I mean,
Helps you
I'm
out.
out there in 5 minutes after I leave there to see what they're, because their notes are in there and what they're
Oh,
saying.
should.
And
See, I don't do that because I've never done it.
oh, it's everything's out there. Your, you know, your blood pressure, you know, your heart rate, all of it's out there. And then after surgery, you can go read the doctor's notes of what they're,
Oh, wow.
what they say. And
Okay.
so, and then like, you know, if you're getting a CT scan, you get the results in a couple hours. It's out there from the, whatever the guy's name that reads them, like the ultrasound.
Radiologist.
Yeah. The radiologist, once he reads them, his notes are out there.
Oh,
And sometimes you
perfect.
see it before your doctor sees it. And so there's positives to that too, and obviously negatives. But I just, when you brought that up, I'm like, gee, Minnie, I've got,
You use it all the time.
I'm already having PTSD for, it's not till the middle of June, and I'm already, my head's already going there. So crazy.
Right. I
Yeah.
can imagine.
So far,
Positive thoughts for sure.
it's been 8 years, so surely.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I know. It, no, believe
Time
me, it feels like
flies.
yesterday. Oh, and I was going to tell you, I got my peptide book.
Oh,
She's
good.
getting her groove back because now
Is it good?
it's all the peptides. This is written from a doctor, and you know, like it's got them all out there. There's one for sleep. There's one for, I mean, everything. And this is like the peptide.
I see you've had oils on your hands while you're
Yes,
handling
I
it.
had my
It's all.
can you see that on
My
there?
kids are always like, "Your phone is so gross, Mom." I'm like, "Look, I am bathe in oil, so you're gonna have to just deal with it. Don't touch my
That's
phone."
yeah, that's my castor oil from last night before I went to bed. Yeah,
That's
so anyway, I'm
funny.
excited about it. So kind of, you know, I have a client that's a wellness clinic, and so I go in there, and some of it I'm studying for her because I have to post about all this stuff. And I'll go in there. I'm like, well, what about, isn't there a peptide for this? And I'm sure she's going, oh, can
Oh, heaven.
somebody take that book away from her? Because I went in last week. I'm like, isn't there a peptide that helps you sleep? And she goes, yes, there is. I'm like, maybe we should order that for Lisa
We
because
probably talk about that.
Lisa's struggling. So anyway, I think I'm going to pick it up today, which is kind of.
And what are you using? Are you mixing anything with your castor oil right now?
I just am doing frankincense. I like the smell of it.
They have, I thin mine out because I'd made a post the other day on my own personal page and people are like, I want the recipe to that. And because I know some people don't like how thick castor oil is. It's very thick. A friend of mine threw her bottle away. I'm like, no, what are you doing? I do typically look at it as doing it in thirds, but I always do a little bit more castor oil, but I do castor oil, the rose hip, the jojoba, all that works to help moisturize a little better because your castor oil can be a little drying too. Mm-hmm. So just know that. So if you add those things, it helps push moisture back in your skin and it helps with sunspots and all of that. And then I do some the frankincense and I mean, 20, 30 drops in this bottle that I do. I think it's a 8 ounce bottle. I don't know now, 4 or 8 ounce. I'd have to look. Anyways, that's the kind of the mix that I do. And then I will add some of my brother's oil just because I have it in there. And I love the smell of his stuff more than anything. But even without that, that's a great way, a great mix to do. Even if you just cut it with jojoba, just helps it glide on a little easier. And it's a little more manageable. So we had a lot of questions about that.
I love the oils. I've used castor oil forever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, mixing it with lots of other oils. And you could even put your magnolia oil in there to get your really good scent going.
Yeah,
too.
You could. Want that earthy. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. You could actually just mix it in there. Just pour some out of that bottle. Oh, that's a good idea.
And get that scent going.
There you go. Okay.
Because I do love to lather really my body in that stuff.
Speaking of body stuff, did you notice my tan today?
I did. Yeah. I thought you'd been to the lake. No, I knew better. Since you haven't had time.
Nope. It's a good tan, and it's that Bondi Sands. The 1 hour, I'm super happy with it. I mean, it works quick, gives me a good color. It's done in an hour. So
how does it smell?
Like it. You know, you get that self-tanner smell afterwards, but that's where I scrub in my baking soda. Mm-hmm. And I did go to the Dollar Tree and I did find that wash.
Oh, yeah.
That we're talking about pH balance wash. And I bathed in that too, but I don't smell anything on me now.
Oh,
but I'd say it took like 2 showers of doing those 2 things, but it was gone. I mean, baking soda works and does what it's supposed to do.
And then how does that start breaking down? Does it break down on you?
No.
Start getting blotchy?
No, I've not had that experience that when I've used it in the past. So I've been happy with it.
Yeah, it looks really natural. Mm-hmm. No. Just a little orange on your legs, but
I think orange. Oh my God. Now she's laughing.
That's like, yeah. I knew you were thinking that. No, you're not. Yeah, that literally looks like your normal skin. I don't know what your normal skin tone, but it looks just like a tan. It doesn't look any color
I'm
at all.
With it. I like it.
That's so funny.
I'm telling you, I didn't do a whole lot other than just kids.
Okay, I mean your graduation stuff.
Yeah.
No, the weather, crazy storms last night.
Yeah.
I mean, how many more do we need?
I don't know, but we were stuck trying to get that up Peoria, and I don't know if the light wasn't working, but we were jammed. And there's been one other time that happened to me in a tornado. Like Stephen was like, there is a tornado just to the west of you where you are. You've got to get out of there. But the way that traffic was stuck, and I'm like, people were not running. I'm like, run the red light. Like, at what point do you realize we don't, like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I had actually put my wheels up on that sidewalk of Woodward Park because I'm like, I am not getting taken out here because you clowns can't figure out to move forward. It was insane.
I left here at 3:30 thinking, you know what? It's coming.
Yeah.
I can tell. And so
it
I left, did not want my car in a hail storm. And I got home, pulled into the garage, up my dog outside and back in, and it hit. And it was hammering my French doors. And I just, and it was quarter size at least. Thought, well, this is great. Now I'm going to have to deal with damage to my house from this storm. I lost a couple of umbrellas, blew over, but
I know there's been a couple, major. I so need to make a roof claim. And then every year I'm like, well, I need to get through this next storm season before I do it because I don't need another storm coming and wiping it out, a new one. And then so I just got to get it taken care of.
Crazy storms.
Mm-hmm.
Constant. And then my poor dad loses power and cable and everything last night, literally at 4:30. Mm-hmm. The tornado in Fort Gibson, and which is where my brother lives. My dad drove out to his house. He's got, they're gone, but he had some damage, our trees down, not damage to the house, but and my poor dad, of all things, sitting there for, you know, 5 hours, you can't go anywhere because it's storming.
Mm-mm.
And then he has nothing, no lighting or anything, but it came back on about 9 o'clock last night. So really, we don't need this.
No,
it's just constant.
Well, that's what took I was close to E, and I thought, you know, there's a storm coming. I'm not going to be without full tank of gas, because if we do lose power in the city, people are going to be panicking to go get gas. And Ty was like, oh, can we just go home? I'm like, absolutely not. You know, I'm going to be prepared. Like, I'm that girl. As soon as we pulled out, because then we went to a parking garage, and he was like, wait, do we have enough gas to sit in the parking garage? And he was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness you did that. Like, he saw it. I'm like, that is why. Because then we were sitting in that traffic forever.
Yeah.
And if I would have been on E, I would have probably would have run out of gas. So just make sure you're prepared.
You have to know my dad. You don't let it get past a half a tank.
Oh, he's
good.
That's
the rule. And he said that to me all the time. I don't. I mean, because of him. Mm-hmm. If it gets to half a tank, I fill up, because for that very reason.
Yeah.
He's always said you never let it get past half a tank, because you never know what's going to happen.
It's
and
true.
Then you always have gas.
So true. And that's the biggest thing, is having gas.
Yeah.
So I do tell my kids that. I just don't take my own advice, because I'm like, well, I'm on E again today.
Yeah. It goes down fast too. But yeah, I've always done that. So that
but I
don't
do regular charges on all of our, like,
yes,
rechargeable lights and little things like that. Yeah. Like, I would say every 6 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, especially right now, I go, I just put them back on the ports, charge them up, make sure they're all good to go. Because I do know that I had nothing to worry about in that department.
Yeah. That's what I asked him last night. I said, oh, I've got lots of little chargeable lights for them. And I bought a little halo for them a couple years
ago. Yeah, those are great.
So I said, well, Dad, are you using that little lamp? We just bought a lamp for Mom to have beside her chair. Mm-hmm. That's just a touch. It's a battery. Yeah. You recharge it. It's just a touch on top. And he goes, I have the lamp on next to me. And he said, I've got that halo plugged in. I'm like, oh, yeah, you have a really great daughter that bought that for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So
those
I mean,
are great gifts.
You have
people.
To. They really are. Because, boy, they do. When the Father's Day storm a couple years ago, and I lost power for however long, a week or...
Yeah.
I had fans going with that and lights. I could keep a light on. And so they do come in handy. You got to think about all that stuff.
Several people were stuck on the tarmac yesterday. One of Ty's friends was calling him. And I think it seems like it was totaling up to a matter of 5 hours. They finally took him off. But,
oh, on the plane.
Uh-huh. Yes. But yeah. I mean, it's just, that's why I don't ever travel without one of those little pocket like fans. Because I've been stuck on a hot tarmac for
miserable.
A couple hours. And I thought I was going to... I'm unglued.
Yeah.
That's not where you want to be sitting next to me.
No.
Panic sets in.
Well, it's just, it's hot.
Hot.
It smells and it's not.
So
that's not good.
Let's just get to the lake.
Well, on that note, I think we're done for the day. Follow us, like us, share us, tell your friends about us. We love hearing all your feedback.
We'll see you guys. We'll hear you guys or talk to you guys next week.
Yep. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye.